Life doesn't get better than this, Hal thought as he gazed out of the window at oxblood earth sprouting with wiry shrubs pointing to a cobalt sky. He was sitting in a leather armchair opposite his favourite uncle in the Outback Explorer Lounge of the GAN. He had a sketchbook on his lap and a pencil in his hand. He didn't need a mystery to solve. This trip was crime-free, and he was having the best summer holiday ever. They'd arrived in Australia 4 days ago, exploring the city of Adelaide while recovering from jet lag. Hal was surprised that the weather wasn't much warmer than it was back in Crewe, until Uncle Nat had explained that in Australia, August was a winter month. They had a packed schedule of sightseeing and train excursions filling all 3 weeks of their trip. "You'll be so busy having your mind blown by the beauty of Australia," Uncle Nat had said, "that there'll be no time for detecting." The day before they'd boarded the GAN, Uncle Nat had taken Hal on a ferry to Kangaroo Island. They had spotted dolphins and seals from the boat. The first page of Hal's sketchbook was covered with pictures of the koalas and kangaroos he had seen in the wildlife park, rescue animals saved from the recent bushfires. Contrary to his dad's joke about everything in Australia being upside down and that Hal would have to walk on his hands to get about, the only thing that he'd found to be topsy-turvy was a pie floater, a delicious meat pie served face down in pea soup.